It doesn't.
Welcome to this special presentation of Amped. It's Amped at CMJ 2011 with Peter Clitheroe on the ground and Justin Wayne in London. Hello, Amped fans. It's Justin Wayne here in London, and I am on the connected in some magical fashion with our man on the ground over at CMJ, Peter Clitheroe, who's going to tell us about how things are going on the first day. Mr. Clitheroe, how are you doing? How's it going? What's going on?
Hey, Justin. Well, yeah, it's a couple of days in now to CMJ, and we're kind of getting used to the pace of things. It really does take some adjusting to it. It's absolutely frantic. There are something like 1,500 artists playing across about 80 venues in the Lower East Side and over into Brooklyn. And it's just absolutely impossible, of course, to see everybody. But this year they've got a decent little app which works on your phone, and you can plan your own schedule. And all the gigs are listed on there. So that's really very helpful. That's a big improvement this year. It saves carrying the rather weighty handbook around with you all day. It's been busy. We started off with registration first thing on, what day would it have been? Tuesday, yesterday morning. And that was quite an interesting process in itself, because it takes place in two separate buildings.
Well, the first task with any festival, of course, is to get your festival badge, and that's what I'm doing now, just queuing in line at the registration desk. Unfortunately, it's an extremely short line for the press desk, which is thoroughly good news. There's a few people with rather longer queues to face, but good atmosphere, nice vibe. Okay, so registration completed, badge picked up. First stop, third rail for coffee.
And that's essentially how you get on and get in. Having got the coffee and the registration sorted, the next stop is the exhibition hall. Not a huge hall, but a fair few booths doing one or two interesting projects. And one most unusually featured a band, which I'd not come across before. Normally it's trade exhibits and that sort of thing. But the band Gangsta Grass were represented with a booth. I asked Wrench from the band what it was all about.
Gangsta Grass is the greatest bluegrass hip-hop band ever. We take banjo, fiddle, slide guitar, and country singing. We mix that up with some beats, some scratching, some hip-hop MCs, and we try to do it all the way where we're getting the best of both worlds. We're keeping both sides really authentic and really doing this right.
I can endorse that, absolutely, from what I've heard so far. That's brilliant. And you got a show coming up?
Thank you very much. We do. Tomorrow we're doing a CMJ showcase at Arlene's Grocery. That's on Wednesday. We're going to be on at 4:30. There's going to be some food there earlier in the afternoon.
This is always the big attraction, of course, because eating at CMJ doesn't happen.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's fantastic.
So we're going to be taking the stage tomorrow with with the bluegrass band and the rappers and the DJ and the whole thing.
So how does that work? You've got the core band that are your band,
yeah,
and then you just bring in, you bring in rappers.
My official title is Mastermind, because I really sort of coordinate everything together. Where I'm doing a lot of the beats and songwriting and stuff. And then I bring in the bluegrass musicians and work with them on what to play. And I bring in the hip-hop rappers and the DJs.
So do these people know of the other's existence, or is this just...
They do now. Now that people are familiar with Gangsta Grass and when I start working with them, they can hear the old stuff. But initially, when I first started doing it, and I would go to rappers and I would say, I want to put your vocals over some bluegrass, and they... You know, it was rappers that I knew and that I'd worked with before. So they, oh, sure, Wrench, you know, go ahead, do that. Use my vocals. But they had no idea what bluegrass was. They were just saying, you know, fine, do it. They had no idea what it was going to sound like.
Brilliant. And I imagine that the bluegrass community would tend to be a little on the conservative side, generally.
Well, it's sort of split. You have your bluegrass purist, for whom this is an absolute sin, what we're doing. And it's a crime against nature. And then the other half are really excited to hear somebody taking bluegrass and infusing it with other things and exploring other things that you can do with it. So it's it's okay. We don't need all the purists to love us. When we get some hate mail from purists, I think it's kind of a good sign.
you're actually rattling a few little bit of the cage somewhere.
Yeah. We don't get any feedback like, oh, that's not real bluegrass or you're doing it wrong or anything. What we get, the people that don't like it are people that just don't think this should be done at all by anybody. So as long as that's their complaint, I'm fine with that complaint because we're going to do it anyway.
Brilliant. And you're finding an audience for it as well, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah. We were lucky to get a chance to do the theme song for a TV show called Justified on the FX network, which has been doing really well and has a really good viewership. And every week they get 30 seconds of Gangstagrass in their ear.
So, best place for it.
Yeah. Let me just let this guy take a listen. Somebody's at our booth here. Check this out.
Yeah. Seriously.
So we're on this show that we have the theme song and people get exposed to it and it's just driving a lot of fans. There we go. Driving a lot of fans to come and find us on the web and get some CDs.
Where do people find you on the web then?
Gangstagrass.com. It's that simple. As long as you know how to spell gangsta, GANGSTA.
Ah, right.
No ER on that.
Right.
But once you get that part, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're on Facebook and Twitter and all that other stuff, too. If you Google Gangstagrass, all our sites are going to come up right at the top.
Brilliant. Mm. Rich, that's been fantastic.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
It was good to meet you in person after getting played there. It's so fucking cool.
You're very welcome.
Brilliant.
Only bars I'm standing behind are the ones I'm spitting. The kid is in rare form, fans love the guard. Put a Trojan on your ears, cause my lyrics are coming hard. I'm cocky, and don't ask why. This chick said, get over yourself, I can't jump that high. These little pups throwing pebbles at the guard. I laugh at these peasants like, ha 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 ha. The nerve of these youngins having the gall to diss me. I just tell them, go somewhere and play, I'm busy. Waste the flesh, you waste the space. I even let you eat with the kid without saying grace. Little dudes wanna battle, I giggle and laugh. Them dudes ain't worth the gas for my ass. But I might squirt at your little twerks. I'm doing big things, you stuck, I know it hurts. Well, if you stay off my nuts and get your hustle on, you can get out your butt. Time is precious, you suspended in mind. It's like your clock is broken, it just won't wind. I can't explain how I rip these lines, and I'm blessed with the skill of bringing straight from the mind. Every rapper's cocky, y'all, it ain't just me. So don't hate me, hate them cause they not me. Cops took shots like, but no one can stop me.
I'm a bad.
If the bullets couldn't do it, you could never. Keep my name on your lips and I will live forever. Respect the kid, my word is gospel. I'll stare in the mirror and flare up your nostrils and think mean thoughts about the Bronx bomber. When I see your face to face, it's like tone. I'm sorry.
And that's right, I'm good. And you'll find them at Gangstagrass. That's GANGSTA grass. Gangstagrass.com. And that kind of illustrates really the sheer variety and quirkiness of a lot of the music at CMJ. It really is about independent music. There is virtually no representation of anything poppy or mainstream, because CMJ, in fact, the initials stand for College Music Journal, which has been going for quite a while, and it's about supplying music to college radio stations and the like. And of course, there's a great opportunity for indie bands and artists who want to get into the college circuit to do so. Lots and lots of showcase events, and you mentioned, or Wrench mentioned there, that they were playing one at Arlene's Grocery, which is one of the bigger venues. But a lot of the venues are actually very small, and they're very intimate. You really are up close and personal with the artists. It's just a great opportunity to say hi to people and sort of get more of a feel of what makes them really tick.
So, Pete, all this sort of begs the question, which artists have you seen that have impressed you so far at CMJ?
Well, to be honest, Justin, it's all a bit of a blur at the moment, although I'm very pleased you asked me what I've been impressed by rather than what I like the best, because there is such variety at this festival. You're going to be comparing something like Gangstagrass with someone like Mika Pauly, who I saw last night, who at the Rockwood Music Hall, who is just a single solo guitarist singer and put on a fantastic show. Who else is impressed? Sydney Wayser I caught at the Living Room. She did a brilliant show with quite a large band, which I was surprised about, and very lively. She's been on the show recently, on the Suffolk & Cool show, and I was impressed by her as well. And who else? Oh yeah, the one that's probably the biggest standout. Well, there's two actually. There's Guinea Fowl, who are a very, very tight Australian band with a brilliant rhythm section, who I saw in a private gallery space actually down in Soho the other night. Monday night, I think. Tuesday night. The other one is the magnificently named Brother Josephus and the Love Revival Reunion Orchestra, who put an amazing show on at the Hero Ballroom, which is a fantastic venue. It's just sort of in a kind of a Japanese style, a ballroom, really is a ballroom. And that was just packed, and the 12-piece set up with big brass section and two keyboard players, percussionist, mandolin, two backing singers, main vocalist, guitarist, bass player, and all the rest of the accoutrements that you would expect. And they did an absolutely brilliant show. And I know I've got a track of theirs at home, so I can slip that back into a Suffolk & Cool very soon. They were just great. But it is just the sheer variety and the unexpected nature of it. You can just be walking past a venue and just catch something in your ear and be drawn in. And of course, once you've got your CMJ badge, you just slide on in. It's a really a very simple system. The way it works is great. But actually, one of the most surprising pieces of music that I heard last night was actually, I was on my way back down to the Lower East Side. I'd been up to Columbus Circle, just at the bottom of Central Park, when I heard this in a totally unexpected location.
Well, very interesting catch there, Peter, and so, sounds like I'm missing out, and I'll have to come down. I'll have to come down with you next year, hopefully. Maybe I'll sort that out. But it's good to have you over there, and thanks very much. I'm looking forward to speaking with you more in the days that follow.
Thanks for being there in London, Justin. It's good to know you're around. And I'll speak to you hopefully in the next couple of days. We've got another, what are we today? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 3 days of CMJ official to go. And then I've also got a CMJ wrap-up party at REL Publicity, one of the agents I know, I think we both use, in Brooklyn on Park Slope to go to on Sunday, which is much more of a sort of a wind down and a bit of a party. And I think I'm going to be cooking again. That'll be fun. Anyway, I'll speak to you in the next couple of days and let you know what's happening. Okay.
Speak to you tomorrow, Pete.
Yep. Take care. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Amped, the official review podcast for the Association of Music Podcasting. Remember, you can leave us feedback at amped@musicpodcasting.org. Go check our website at www.musicpodcasting.org to get more news, music, and information on our featured podcasts. We'll be right back.